It's been a bit of a trend really since the start of COVID, almost 4 years ago now, that the areas outside of the Greater Dublin area have seen proportionately bigger increases. The exact geography of that changes a little bit. Sometimes it's the northwest or in Connacht, and sometimes it's more Munster. But at the moment, Munster and a couple of parts of the Ulster, in particular Donegal, are seeing the biggest increases. That really reflects the move to affordability that the shift to working from home has enabled in the sales market. It had obviously been the case that people were commuting longer distances in the 2010s in order to make the maths work and borrowing and buying. But with COVID, there has been, in certain sectors and certain occupations anyway, the ability to be much freer from the formal place of work. And that's meant that places like Clare have seen, which of course is between two cities, have seen big increases in prices. And even in the last 3 months, so between December and March, prices in Clare are up by almost 5% on average, which is a significant increase in just 3 months. There had been a bit of a slowdown in inflation over the course of 2023 around the country, including in Clare. But the first few months of 2024 suggest that for all the impact that interest rates may have had, really it's about a lack of supply again that's pushed prices up.
And we see here that it's big families and bigger households that once again are bearing the brunt of this, up 16.7% for a 5-bed home. To an average price of 336,000 here now. That's a huge increase.
Yeah, so the country is short of all kinds of homes, but especially once you get outside the bigger cities, the typical buyer is looking for a larger family home. And we have seen, more or less as a rule, there are exceptions, but the price of one beds has fallen over the last year. And as you go up to 4 and 5 beds, they have seen bigger increases. And that's one of the reasons why, say, Dublin and the surrounding areas have seen smaller rates of inflation, is that they have more properties in that smaller segment than places like Clare. But really, the shortages across the whole range of counties and indeed the whole range of property types. And you're seeing that in the figures you quoted.
We can see some slight reprieve for potentially tenants that might be looking to secure their own home and get out of renting. One bedroom apartments are the only property type in the Clare portfolio that are down year on year, 3.2% reduction there. Can we expect that relief to continue?
Yeah, I mean, I think the challenge is that buying, say, a one bed, it will suit certainly some people. But often when people are buying a property, they're looking at a longer term. And of course, the circumstances may change and one bedroom may not be enough. And that's what makes now different to, say, 20 years ago. People 20 years ago were happy to buy a one bed on the assumption that it was going to go up in value. And then when they sold it, they'd have equity from that they could use to buy a more permanent home. There's a much greater reluctance now for people to do that. And I think that's showing up in the changes we're seeing in the value of a one bed compared to the value of a four bed, as you mentioned. And just in general, the pattern of, if you look at, say, the cost of a rent versus the cost of a mortgage, it is the case that a one bed will, the mortgage on a one bed will be a lot smaller than the rent on a one bed. But is it right for people's personal circumstances? On balance, people seem to think no, and they're not interested in one beds. And of course, it can be more difficult to get a mortgage for a one bed as opposed to other properties.
Supply is at an all-time low in the province, going back all the way to 2007. But it's at close to a low in Connacht, and according to the report, it's at close to a low in Dublin as well. So is this a national issue with, is it the cost of construction, finding labour? What would you put it down to?
Yeah, it's a national issue. This is not about the building of new homes per se. It's about the trading of second-hand homes that already exist. The building of new homes has improved substantially. The number of homes built, what you might call by the professional sector, so excluding one-offs, that's up by a factor of 5 over the last 8 years or so. That's it may not be, people like me may say it needs to do more, and that's fine, that might be true, but it has improved a lot since, say, 2016. The challenge is now on the second-hand side, where higher interest rates have made it trickier for people who would have been, say, trader-uppers or trader-downers, not first-time buyers, but they have fixed their interest rates at a lower level. If they were to move, they would have to face the higher interest rates in the market at the moment. And I think that's what's weighing down on the number of homes, second-hand homes available to buy at any particular point in time. As you mentioned, it's at an all-time low. There had been a brief moment about 2 years ago when there were fewer than 10,000 second-hand homes on the market. It recovered to about 16,000 in late 2022. That would still be low compared to what we had seen pre-COVID, but it was a significant improvement. But it's fallen all the way back down to less than 10,000 again, consistently since the start of the year. That's countrywide second-hand homes available to buy. And that's a concern, and I think it's not something that will go away quickly. It's as people roll off their fixed rates, and as rates come back down, I think we will see a recovery in the number of homes on the market. But that's going to be a slow recovery. I don't think it'll be in the next 3 or 6 months. It'll probably take longer for the secondhand market to recover. And that's probably the main issue at the moment in terms of the health of the sales segment.
And just finally, Ronan, I suppose, we have a new Taoiseach set to take office in the next 2 weeks in Simon Harris. And we can hear from commentators already all over the country what his main issues are, and housing is one that's cropping up everywhere. From your reading of the situation, what measures do you really think Simon Harris can take into his office that will actually make homes more affordable for people in Clare and will increase supply?
Well, obviously, there's a huge amount of moving parts in the housing system. There's the owner-occupied segment, there's the rental segment, and there's the social housing segment. And without wanting to be too to reduce it down to too simple a point, it really is, as a country, we have a growing need, a growing requirement for homes. We need to be adding 50, 60,000 homes a year. We're currently adding only about 30,000 or so. That's the number one issue. And that's true across all those three segments, social, rental, and owner-occupied. So it's not just a numbers game, but absolutely the issues would be a lot less severe if the numbers were right, if we were building the right number of homes for the country we have. So if I were taking reins as the Taoiseach, that would be my critical focus really for the next year or so, I guess, the lifetime of the government. You won't be able to change things and fix it in a year, but you could certainly have an impact on the medium to long term. You could take steps in the right direction in that year, which would pay off then over the next few years.